since. Because my whole aim was to get back into the New York scene. This is what I've been aiming at, this is what I've had my sights trained on. And that's pretty much the story. I was never a hip-skip type of radio man. I stayed a long time in the places I was at. That other than the movies and the stage shows and the theater records and so forth, it's the story of my life, so forth, that's it.
Is there anything else in your background you think might help me?
Well, you talking about character background now, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always been a big supporter of charity causes and things. I knock my brains out to help. I was a national radio chairman for the Jewish Arm for Asthmatic Children in Denver. Max Youngstein could bring you up to date on that. I worked with him.
Where's Max Youngstein?
I was the teenage chairman, national teenage chairman of the Childhood Nephrosis Foundation. Citations, I got all that stuff. I mean, the plaques and the citations and everything, plus the radiothons and the telethons.
Could you get me a list of all the citations you've got?
Sure. I may even have a few of them around here. Any there in the cupboard?
Most of them are in the bracket.
I hope Jackie kept those. Those are important. I think one of the ones I have here are Boy Scouts and things like that.
Have you worked with the Boy Scouts?
Oh, sure.
Shooting in the dark.
Yeah, we know, but...
Sometimes you come up with something that seems like a piece of sand that turns into a mountain. Back and listen to these things. In retrospect, you get a much better idea as to where you're going, and very often, particularly when it's the story about a witness, the stuff on green will be infinitely helpful.
I'll turn it off now, Lance.
Yeah, I think we've about had it.
Well, naturally, I...
tell us what you know about Green.
S.T. Green, Tommy Green?
Yeah.
He was married to my first wife, my ex-wife.
Where'd you first meet him, Al?
I would say... what was the year that you were at Camp Pendleton when he was stationed there? He was in the Navy. And he was detached in Medical Corps, in the Marine Corps, and he was at Camp Pendleton, I would say 11 years ago or so. And I had my two children by that marriage with me in the summer times, and I drove them back to California that summer. And that's where I first met him. He was in the Navy, he was the Marine Corps here at Camp Pendleton. And through the years, when we had the children during the summer, they moved back south, somewhere in Alabama, around Foley, Alabama. He was still in the Navy.
Did you have any business connection with him at the time he was in the Navy?
No, other than sending the support for my kids. It was no business dealing at all.
Had he been married before he went in the Navy?
That I don't know. No, he was in the Navy when he married Betty Lou.
Oh, I see. Well, when was the first time you saw him?
At Camp Pendleton.
At Camp Pendleton. Mm-hmm. The first time you saw him, he'd already been married to Betty Lou.
Right.
And when was the next time you saw him?